Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis says the transit system needs to find $1 million, either through cuts or by finding more revenue. He says he anticipates a solution will be found for the University of Missouri Black and Gold Student Service, which he says runs at a loss. But at Thursday's Disabilities Commission meeting, Mathis says that's only half the issue, and time is tight.
The budget cycle is going to fire up very quickly. August is the deadline for me to deliver the budget to council. So by August, we have to know for sure what we're going to do.
Mathis says any solution will not include another fare increase. But if the budget needed to be balanced today, Mathis says all routes would need to cut service by 1 hour, and Thursday and Friday evening hours would need to be cut entirely. Disabilities Commission Chair Homer Page says things look better than they did a year ago, but he still has concerns.
The city has been able to expand their services beyond what the legal requirements are under the Americans with Disabilities Act, and we don't want to see that cut back.
In the coming weeks, city officials will observe successful transit programs in three Midwest college towns. Matt Vito, KBIA News.